Jill Steadman is here with the business news.
Thanks, Justin. Bank of Ireland has reported an underlying profit before tax of €419 million for the first 6 months of the year. That was down slightly on the €465 million reported at the same time last year. Total income and interest income were marginally higher, but operating costs were also higher, reflecting acquisitions. Publishing its half-year results this morning, the bank said the board is well advanced on the process to appoint a full-time successor to CEO Francesca McDonagh, who is stepping down next month. Francesca joins us on the line now. Morning, Francesca.
Good morning, Jill.
This is your final set of results as CEO of Bank of Ireland. How would you describe the first half performance?
So I would say that we had a strong business performance in the first 6 months of the year. So we lent €7.7 billion across the group, and that included a 21% increase in lending into the Irish economy. We also demonstrated continued progress in the delivery of our strategy. So we continued to digitise our business, we completed the acquisition of Davy, and we've got the green light to progress from the Competition Authority on the, with the KBC acquisition. And thirdly, and I think most importantly really for the future, is the step change that we've seen in our business model. And that is being supported by organic but also inorganic growth opportunities in the Irish market. So I leave with a very positive outlook in terms of our ability to continue to grow and serve our customers in Ireland.
Okay, last week AIB reversed its decision to make some of its branches cashless, saying it went too far too fast. Bank of Ireland tried to do something similar back in 2017 but rode back on it. Is this something the bank is planning to look at again, Francesca?
The quick answer to that is no. And I can't speak about, obviously, a rival's actions. I can only speak about our services. I mean, 2 points to assure your audience of. 100% of our branches, and that's nearly 170 branches nationwide, have cash. And you mentioned a robot there. We were very clear and deliberate in our announcements last year, and they've not changed. 85% of all of our branches will have counter and cash machines for withdrawal and lodgement, and the remainder will have cash machines. And secondly, we see branches, but also contact centres and digital, as all essential ways to serve customers and do business. It's never been all of one and none of the other for us. And obviously the onus is on the bank to get that balance right. So we do see that customers are increasingly digital, but not exclusively. So year on year, we've seen over a 36% growth in mobile app traffic on the Bank of Ireland app, and a 15% increase in the number of customers who are digitally active. At the same time, footfall in branches has reduced by about 30%. However, it's still an important channel. We have 1,600 colleagues who work in branches every day and 900 in contact centres. And even though cash usage is reducing, there's still about €12 billion of cash in the Irish economy that's been transacted. And that's why we continue to have branches that have cash.
Okay, and very briefly then, you have no plans to close any further branches then? Obviously,
close. We have no plans, but I think if you ask that question to any CEO, particularly in a retail sector, it's impossible to be definitive about the future. We adapt to customers' changing behaviours.
Okay. We might move on from that issue. The ECB raised interest rates by 0.5% last month. When will Bank of Ireland be passing on this or further increases in rates to variable and new fixed customers?
So immediately upon the ECB announcement, we confirmed that tracker mortgages would increase by 0.5% from the 10th of August, and we would be ending the application of negative interest rates as of today, the 3rd of August. We have made no announcement nor changes to fixed or variable rates since the ECB announcement. And obviously, we keep all of our rates under ongoing review. It's not appropriate for me to sort of make price indications for the future. What I can say is that any changes to rates will always be communicated clearly and in a very timely manner to our customers.
Okay, Bank of Ireland has opened 110,000 new current accounts in the first half of the year as customers of exiting Ulster Bank and KBC switch banks. Does the bank have enough staff to deal with all these new customers?
Absolutely, yes. And I would say, Jill, that this is unique in Europe, that 13% of the adult population in Ireland are looking for a new current account provider. So we have invested. I mean, part of our results today reflect a £30 million total investment that we'll make in 2022 to support switching. We have 650 people in total supporting customers and ensuring that our service levels for our existing customers are protected. And that's resulted in a 110% increase in current account openings so far this year. And if you account all all new products. We've opened 235,000 products in the first 6 months of this year. So on a like-for-like basis, we're outperforming our local rivals. We're investing in supporting customers in making that switch. And from a business perspective, it is very attractive for us to grow our customer base by this degree.
Okay, you'll be stepping down from your role as CEO next month after 5 years. Last year, you were paid around €960,000, but many senior bank executives here are still subject to that €500,000 banker's pay cap. Did that cap have anything to do with your decision to leave, Francesca?
Not. It wasn't a main factor. I think when anyone changes jobs, they look at a number of reasons. I've done 5 years at Bank of Ireland. It's been a personal and professional privilege. Pay is a factor. It's not the only factor, but more broadly, I would have lobbied very openly the Irish government to lift remuneration restrictions. And this isn't about CEO pay. It's about the pay restrictions that all 9,000 of our colleagues face in terms of benefits, any degree of variable pay that helps incentivize and reward colleagues for doing exceptional things for our customers and for our shareholders. And I would certainly, my last day, continue to lobby for change. It is a competitive disadvantage that Bank of Ireland, when we're on the cusp of private ownership, carries these restrictions.
And is a salary of €500,000 not attractive enough, you know, for most people for these vacancies that need to be filled?
Jill, of course I understand. That's a huge amount of money. This isn't about people not, you know, finding a salary of €500,000 attractive enough. It's about 9,000 colleagues who don't have benefits like private healthcare or the ability to have a degree of variability depending on their results. So I would love to be able to differentiate a branch manager who provides superb service to our customers every day. And I can't do that. And every other bank in Ireland that is non-Irish can. And we would see that as a competitive advantage.
But just before we go, Francesca, have you an update on who will be stepping in as interim CEO when you leave?
No, just as you stated at the beginning, board is well advanced on that process. The board will be making an announcement about an interim CEO and then a permanent CEO in due course. Matter for the board, and I'm happy to help with that handover.
Okay, Francesca McDonough, CEO of Bank of Ireland, thanks for joining us.